Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we are going to be looking into a pretty interesting question for insurance leaders.
Okay.
Is joining the future of insurance consortium the right move for your business?
Right.
I mean,
Yeah.
we all know the insurance industry is going through some pretty major changes these days.
Absolute.
Technology is disrupting everything. The markets are unpredictable, to say the least.
Yeah.
And then you've got customer expectations shifting and regulations struggling to keep up.
It's a lot to navigate, right?
It really is, yeah. I mean, it's a lot for any one company to try to handle all on their own. But what if you didn't have to?
Okay.
You know, what if you could tap into the collective wisdom and experience of a group of other forward-thinking leaders,
Right.
like a brain trust for the European insurance landscape?
Okay, so that's where this consortium, this Future of Insurance consortium comes in.
Yeah. And they're all about collaboration, you
Yeah.
know? Their whole philosophy is that collaboration is the key to thriving in this new landscape. In fact, their tagline is, "No one has to change. Survival is optional."
Pretty bold statement.
Yeah.
But it does make you think.
It does.
It really highlights the choice that all of us who are leading in the insurance space have to make. Do we stand still and risk getting left behind?
Right.
Or do we kind of grab onto change and actually try to shape the future of the industry? And that's what I find so compelling about this consortium.
Yeah.
It's really for those who choose the latter, you know, who want to shape the future.
Absolutely. Okay, so why should you join this consortium? I was reading through some of their material, and one thing that caught my eye was this collaborative advantage model.
Yeah.
It was developed by the Center for Business Innovation, the CFBI, and they say it has a 15-year track record of producing really tangible results.
Yeah.
So it's not just theory.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a proven model for collaborative success. They've been doing this for a while now and they've got the results to show for it.
Okay, so what kind of results are we talking about here?
Well, I'll give you an example. One CFBI consortium, they were able to secure a multi-million euro investment deal from a leading venture capital firm.
Wow.
And with that, they launched an accelerator specifically for insurtech startups.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. So it sounds like joining this consortium is about more than just attending a few meetings.
Yeah.
It's about gaining access to a powerful network and resources that can actually have a real impact on your business.
Absolutely. And to be clear, this isn't a group for just anybody. They're very specific about who they're looking for. They want leaders who are open to new ideas, who are willing to take risks, calculated risks, of course.
Right.
But more than anything, they want people who are truly committed to shaping the future of insurance. This is like a think tank for the brightest minds in the industry.
So if you're in charge of strategy, innovation, growth, partnerships, or risk management at your company,
Yeah.
this consortium might be a really good fit.
Exactly. And it's designed to help you get the most out of your involvement, you know? For one thing, you have a direct say in shaping the consortium's agenda. It's not some top-down structure. It's truly collaborative.
Okay. And what about confidentiality?
Right. Well, they operate under Chatham House rules, which is really important in an industry as competitive as insurance.
Yeah, for sure.
So it basically creates a safe space for members to really open up and have honest discussions. You can share your challenges, your insights, even your failures without worrying about jeopardizing your competitive edge.
Yeah, that's important.
It is, yeah.
And I saw that members actually retain ownership of any intellectual property that's developed within the consortium. So you can brainstorm freely, collaborate on new ideas, knowing that those ideas are still protected.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about fostering a sense of cooperation, not competition. That's what makes it so powerful. It's not just about protecting ideas, though. It's about taking those ideas and really amplifying them.
Okay.
And the consortium gives you the tools to do that, you know?
How so?
Well, they provide access to a ton of resources. Think about expert insights. You get in-depth workshop write-ups, voting results from key decisions, and even curated publications, you know, on the biggest topics facing the industry.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a dedicated research team and a personal advisory board all in one.
Exactly. And the consortium meetings, they're not just about passive listening either.
Right.
They're designed to be super interactive and collaborative. You'll hear from some amazing thought leaders, and then you get to really dive into discussions with your peers.
Oh,
I
okay.
mean, picture this. You're in a room with some of the top minds in European insurance debating the ethical implications of AI and underwriting, or you're brainstorming new and innovative solutions for insuring against climate change risks. That's the kind of intellectual firepower you get at these meetings.
Yeah, that sounds pretty intense.
Yeah.
And how often do these meetings take place?
5 times a year.
5 times a year.
Yeah, and they're held at some pretty cool locations, too. They rotate between member headquarters and leading insurance organizations.
So you get to see firsthand how others are tackling these challenges.
Exactly. It's not just what you learn in the meetings themselves, though. It's about the connections you make, the partnerships you forge, and the inspiration you gain from being a part of this forward-thinking community.
Right, and one of the areas they're really focused on right now is the role of AI in transforming insurance.
Absolutely. It's not just about automating tasks, though. It's
right.
about fundamentally changing how we assess risk, how policies are priced, and how claims are processed.
Can you give an example of how the consortium is helping companies implement AI?
Sure. One member was having trouble integrating AI into their underwriting process.
Okay.
So they used the consortium's network to connect with an AI specialist, and together they developed an algorithm that predicts the likelihood of fraudulent claims.
Wow. And how did that work out?
It was incredibly accurate. It saved the company millions in losses, and it also helped them streamline their claims process and make their customers happier.
Oh, wow. That's a game changer.
Yeah.
So the consortium is really providing a safe space to experiment with cutting-edge technologies and learn from each other's successes and failures.
Exactly. And they're also very involved in the topics of sustainability, climate action, and insurance.
Yeah, those are huge issues for the industry right now.
And the industry really has a unique opportunity to make a real impact, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Climate change is already impacting the types and severity of risks that insurers are facing.
Right.
We're seeing more frequent natural disasters, and even entirely new climate-related risks are emerging.
Yeah.
The industry has to adapt, and the consortium is helping facilitate those crucial conversations.
Yeah, they're exploring how to develop new insurance products and services that can support the transition to a low-carbon economy.
Okay.
How to integrate climate risk into underwriting and investment decisions, and how to partner with other stakeholders to build resilience in the face of climate change.
It's great to see that they're not just focused on the technology, but also on the broader societal and environmental implications. And speaking of shifting landscapes, they're also looking at how to engage the next generation of insurance consumers.
Right. Millennials and Gen Z, they have totally different expectations and needs when it comes to insurance.
Yeah, they've grown up in a digital world.
Exactly. They're digital natives. They value transparency and social impact, and they're often less trusting of traditional institutions.
Yeah, that's a challenge for the industry.
It is, but the consortium is helping members understand and adapt to these evolving customer dynamics.
So instead of seeing these shifts as threats, the consortium is actually helping its members see them as opportunities for growth and innovation.
Exactly. It's all about turning challenges into competitive advantages. And that's what I find so compelling about this consortium.
Right.
It's not just about keeping up with the latest trends. It's about really understanding the deeper forces that are reshaping the industry and then developing strategies to thrive in this new environment.
So it sounds like a really smart way to stay ahead of the curve, you know, and really set your business up for success.
Yeah.
Especially with all the changes happening in the industry. But I imagine there's a lot to consider before joining something like this.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely a big decision. Joining a consortium like this takes an investment, you know, both in terms of time and resources.
Right.
So you really need to think it through and ask yourself some important questions before jumping in.
You know, I keep coming back to that example we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
The one where the consortium helped that member company launch their InsurTech accelerator.
Right, right. The one with the multi-million euro investment deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, how can other companies achieve that kind of collaborative advantage? Especially when it comes to tackling these big challenges we've been talking about, like AI and climate change.
It's all about leveraging the collective knowledge and the resources of the group you know. So let's say your company is trying to figure out how to integrate AI into your underwriting process.
Yeah.
Well, instead of starting from scratch, you could connect with other members who have already done it.
Right.
They can share what they've learned, what worked, what didn't work, and even connect you with the right technology partners.
Sounds like a shortcut to innovation.
Exactly. You can avoid those costly trial and error phases that can really slow you down. And it's not just about technology either. Think about developing new insurance products for millennials and Gen Z.
Okay.
To the consortium, you can connect with companies that are already targeting those demographics, learn from their marketing strategies, you know, maybe even explore collaborations.
That makes sense. It's about tapping into that shared experience and collective problem solving.
Exactly. And the way the consortium structure really makes those connections easy. Remember, members have a direct say in setting the agenda, so you can make sure the discussions and the activities are actually relevant to your company's needs and challenges.
So you're not just passively receiving information, you're actively shaping the conversation.
Right. And don't forget about the access to all those experts and thought leaders. It's not every day you get to pick the brains of the most innovative people in the industry.
People who are on the front lines of these trends. Yeah, that's invaluable.
It is. But at the end of the day, the decision to join or not really comes down to this. Do you see collaboration as a strategic advantage for your business?
I think that's a great question for all of our listeners to consider.
Yeah.
And if you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone a bit and tap into the power of collective intelligence, this could be a really smart move.
So as the insurance industry keeps evolving at this crazy pace, ask yourself, what role can strategic collaboration play in your company's journey?
Not just to adapt, but to really thrive in this new landscape. That's something for everyone to think about. We hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought. If you'd like to learn more about the future of Insurance Consortium, you can find a link to their website in the show notes. Thanks for joining us.